Animals he's already established cannot become monks. Books Podcast, episode 219, Tipitaka, part 142, in which I will continue reading Mahavagga 1 from the Vinaya Pitaka of the Tipitaka. This is part 13 of Mahavagga 1. For anyone who would like to start at the beginning of the Tipitaka, please feel free to click right there, and you can hear all the rules for monks and all the rules for nuns, and then you'll get to Mahavagga 1. If anyone is specifically looking for Mahavagga 1, but wants to start at the beginning, click here. That'll take you to the beginning of the Mahavagga playlist. I hope everyone's doing well. Happy Easter to folks who have a little bit of Christian in them, as I do. I will go ahead and begin today's recital. Now at that time, picking up right where we left off, so we're in the middle of a section. Now at that time, several monks, okay, that's fun. Don't knock over the microphone, Edward. I'll leave that in just for fun. Now, at that time, several monks were going along the high road from Saketa to Savatthi. Thieves, having issued forth on the road, robbed some of the monks and killed other monks. Those in the royal service, having set out from Savatthi, caught some thieves, other thieves, ran away. Those who ran away went forth among the monks. Wow. So monks were robbed by thieves, and some of the thieves became monks. The order must be getting large for them not to say, hey, those were the guys that robbed us. I'll keep reading. Those who ran away went forth among the monks. Those who were caught were led off to execution. Those who had gone forth saw those thieves being led off to execution. Seeing them, they spoke thus, quote, it is well that we ran away, for had we been caught, then should we have been killed likewise? End quote. Okay. All right. So the thieves who became monks see the thieves that didn't become monks being led away for execution. Monks spoke thus, quote, but what have you done, your reverences? End quote. Then those who had gone forth told this matter to the monks. The monks told this matter to the Lord. He said, quote, monks, those monks were perfected ones. Monks, if a murderer of a perfected one is not ordained, he should not be ordained. If he is ordained, he should be expelled. End quote. Now at that time, several nuns were going along the high road from Saket to Savatthi. Sorry, it's very warm here. I hope the air conditioning noise pollution isn't too bad. Anyway. Thieves, having issued forth on the road, robbed some nuns and seduced other nuns. I think that they're using the English word seduced in a different way than we might normally use it. Those in the royal service, having set out from Savatthi, (parentheses) the Polytext Society. Thank you, Polytext Society. The Polytext Society says it's all the same stuff that happened when the monks were going along the high road. Some of them got caught, some of them didn't, some of them became monks, all that. End quote, The monks told this matter to the Lord. He said, quote, monks, if a seducer of a nun is not ordained, he should not be ordained. If he is ordained, he should be expelled. Monks, if a schismatic is not ordained, he should not be ordained. If he is ordained, he should be expelled. Sidebar. How can you be a schismatic if you're not ordained? If I, who am not, let's say, what am I not? If I am not a practitioner of traditional voodoo, let's say, were to go up and stand outside of a voodoo temple, is that what they're called? And say, hey, some of you should split and leave the leader and start a new group. Am I being schismatic or am I just, what am I doing? I don't know. So yeah, normally a schismatic person is someone who's inside of an organization, who's trying to foment schism, trying to get some of the group to leave the leader or to leave the main group and start a new group, who will quite often claim to have been the original group. We're the real group. The leadership has turned away from whatever it is that the group is supposed to be about, and we who have left the building or the people who, to all appearances, would make it seem like they're the real group, are now the false group. And we who are the real group have left, and even though they own the copyright to the name of the group and we have to have a different name, we're the real group and they're the ones who've gone astray. That's usually how it works with schismatics. So I don't know, maybe they're using the word schismatic a little differently than what I'm used to, similar to how they used the word seducer and seduced. I mean, surely you don't rob a group of nuns and say, hey, give me your purse, give me your, hey, would you like to have a candlelight dinner with me? And the nun goes, oh, really? You think so? No, that's not what they meant. I'll keep reading. Nitpicking, sorry. Monks, if a shedder of a parentheses, excuse me, if a shedder of parentheses a truth finder's end parentheses blood is not ordained, he should not be ordained. If he is ordained, he should be expelled, end quote. Okay, sorry for all the sidebars, but a truth finder's is in parentheses, meaning it was added by the Polytext Society. Okay. We won't play the whole thing. So without that added bit, it would say, monks, if a shedder of blood is not ordained, he should not be ordained. If he is ordained, he should be expelled. A perfectly good rule, I'd say. Maybe that was the rule, and someone decided they must mean specifically a shedder of monk's blood. I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe the translator knows something I don't about what's being said here. End quote. Now, at that time, okay, so that's the end of that section. Now there's like two, there's a space between that and this next thing. Now, at that time, a certain hermaphrodite had gone forth among the monks. He acted and also made, parentheses, another, end parentheses, act. I'm suspecting that when we get to the end, maybe not, but as in the first book, there was an appendix at the end talking about how Miss Horner was shy and didn't want to say the things that were being said. And there's no such appendix at the end of this one. Okay. It seems like she's not saying what's actually written. He made an act and made another act. He made an act and made an act, put in parentheses, another. I'm supposed to believe that that's what it says. That's not what it says. That's what a British lady in the 1930s says it says. Okay. He acted and also made, parentheses, another, end parentheses, act. They told this matter to the Lord. He said, quote, monks, if a hermaphrodite is not ordained, he should not be ordained. If he is ordained, he should be expelled, end quote. Now, I'm just going to go on record here and say, I disagree with Lord Buddha on the issue of gender normative. Never mind. Hopefully these days there are traditional Buddhist orders out there who will allow people, regardless of how they're born, regardless of if they happen to be born with both genitalia, it's not something you choose, or even if it is something someone chooses, if somebody switches genders or something like that, I think they should still be allowed to participate in Buddhism, personally. So, yeah. Anyway, just thought I'd throw that out there. But I will admit that if there are Buddhists out there who say, hey, I think that this stuff is weird, and Lord Buddha agreed with me, I would have to admit that there is precedent for what they're saying. And that makes me sad. There were things read previously in the rules for nuns that were like particularly awful. And this is just kind of like, oh, this goes in the awful category. All right. It's already a very well-established category with the enforced inferiority of the nuns below the monks and all that. Just add this to the mix. Okie dokie. Next, now at that time, monks ordained one who had no preceptor. They told this matter to the Lord. Quote, monks, one who has no preceptor should not be ordained. Whoever should ordain, parentheses, one such, end parentheses, there is an offensive wrongdoing. End quote. Now at that time, monks ordained one who had an order as preceptor. Three dots. He said, quote, monks, one who has an order as preceptor should not be ordained. But what does it mean? Whoever should ordain, parentheses, one such, end parentheses, there is an offense of wrongdoing, end quote. But what does it mean? They're not going to explain, are they? Okay. Now, at that time, monks ordained one who has had a group as preceptor. Three dots. Okay. I mean, I guess, okay. If you ordain somebody... Oh, okay. So someone has to be a novice before they're ordained. And so when they're a novice, they're supposed to have a preceptor. Okay. And then they get ordained later, presumably, right? I mean, there's been plenty of times where someone says, hey, can you ordain me? And they're like, yeah, you're ordained. So I don't know. It's a little confusing, but okay. Yes. If, monks, one who has a group as preceptor should not be ordained, three dots, offense of wrongdoing, end quote. Now, at that time, monks ordained one who had a eunuch as preceptor. Was this before they started kicking out eunuchs just for being eunuchs? Three dots. One who had lived... Oh, and then it's just the same thing. No. Don't do that, Lord Buddha says. Okay, respectfully. All right. One who had one living in communion, as it were, by theft, as preceptor. Oh, okay, so somebody just dressed up as a monk and said, I'll be your preceptor. And then they learned from this rando. And then they went to the order and said, ordain me. And they're like, oh, who's your preceptor? And they're like, that guy. And they're like, anybody know that guy? No? Oh, well, okay, we'll ordain you. Don't do that. All right, fair enough. One who had an animal as preceptor. Animals, he's already established, cannot become monks. Three dots. One who had a matricide as preceptor. Three dots. One who had a parricide as preceptor. Three dots. One who had a murderer of a perfected one as preceptor. Three dots. One who had a seducer of a nun as preceptor. Three dots. One who had a schismatic as preceptor. Three dots. One who had a shedder of parentheses a truth finder's end parentheses blood as preceptor. Three dots. One who had a hermaphrodite as preceptor. They told this matter the Lord. He said, quote, monks, one who has a eunuch as preceptor, three dots, one who has a hermaphrodite as preceptor should not be ordained. Whoever should ordain, parentheses, one such, end parentheses, there is an offense of wrongdoing. End quote. Anti-woke Buddha. All right. Now, at that time, monks, parentheses each, end parentheses, ordained one who had no bowl. They walked for alms food, parentheses, to be put, end parentheses, into their hands. People, three dots, spread it about, saying, quote, like followers of, parentheses, other, end parentheses, sects. End quote, they told this matter to the Lord. He said, quote, monks, one who has no bowl should not be ordained. Whoever should ordain, parentheses, one such, end parentheses, there is an offense of wrongdoing. End quote. Now at that time, monks, parentheses, each, end parentheses, ordained one who had no robe. They walked naked for alms food. People, three dots, spread it about, saying, quote, like followers of other sects, end quote, the Jainists, for example. They told this matter to the Lord. He said, quote, monks, one who has no robe should not be ordained. Whoever should ordain, parentheses, one such, end parentheses, there is an offense of wrong. End quote. Now at that time, monks, parentheses, each, end parentheses, ordained one who had no bowl or robe. They walked naked for alms food to be put in their hands. To be put is in parentheses. Three dots. Quote, monks, one who has no bowl or robe should not be ordained. Whoever should ordain, parentheses, one such, end parentheses, there is an offense of wrongdoing. End quote. And I would add that if you make a rule that says you have to have a bowl, and you make a rule that says you have to have a robe, and then some monks come along and say, but you never said you have to have a bowl and a robe, kick those monks out too. That's foolish. It's basic logic. Okay, sorry. I'm just kidding. Kind of. Now at that time, monks, parentheses, each, end parentheses, ordained by means of lending a bowl. When they were ordained, they returned, parentheses, each one, end parentheses, his bowl, and walked for alms food, parentheses, to be put, end parentheses, into their hands. Three dots, always looking for loopholes. Actually, it's four dots. Same idea. Quote, monks, one should not ordain by means of lending a bowl. Whoever should, parentheses, so, end parentheses, ordain, there is an offensive wrongdoing. End quote. Now at that time, monks, parentheses, each, parentheses, and parentheses, ordained by means of lending a robe. When they were ordained, they returned, parentheses, each one, and parentheses, his robe, and walked naked for alms food. End quote. Quote, monks, one should not ordain by means of lending a robe. Whoever should, parentheses, so, and parentheses, ordain, there is an offense of wrong. Doing, end quote. Now at that time, monks, parentheses, each, end parentheses, ordained by means of lending a bowl and robe. When they were ordained, they returned the bowl and robe and walked naked for alms food, parentheses, to be put, and parentheses, into their hands. Four dots. Quote, monks, one should not ordain by means of lending a bowl and robe. Whoever should, parentheses, so, end parentheses, ordain, there is an offensive wrongdoing. End quote. Told is the portion on 20 parentheses cases, end parentheses, where one should not ordain. Okay, that part's finished. I'm going to do something here where sometimes when I'm doing, I try to do at least 30, 35 minutes of, you know, yoga, asana yoga, sort of Ashtanga, not really Ashtanga, vinyasa style, which is kind of loosely based on Ashtanga. I call it California vinyasa because I'm from California, but I, never mind, living in India. So as a joke, I call it California vinyasa because nobody really does it here, as far as I know. What am I saying? So sometimes when it gets to be a little bit of a challenge, or if my mind is starting to wander, if I'm starting to think, when is this going to end? Or I'm thinking, all right, okay, you know, I'm 3/4 of the way through or something like that. Then what I do is I convince myself I've always been in this pose. Whatever pose I'm in, this is the way it's always been. This is the way it will always be. And then I'm not rushing, and I'm not restless, and I'm not looking ahead to the end of when's this going to end kind of thing. You know what I'm saying? And so I'm going to do that here just momentarily. This is the beginning. I'm just deciding. This is where it begins. I'm starting a new episode. Here we go. Here comes the recital. You ready? All right, I think this is distracting, so I'm going to turn it off. Mostly because this Kakejiku is moving. Now at that time, monks, parentheses, each end parentheses, let go forth one who had his hands cut off. 3 dots, his feet cut off. 3 dots, his hands and feet cut off. 3 dots, his ears cut off. 3 dots, his nose, 3 dots, his ears and nose, 3 dots, his fingers, 3 dots, his nails cut off, 3 dots, who had the tendons, parentheses, of his feet and parentheses cut, 3 dots, who had webbed fingers cut off, 3 dots, a hunchback, 3 dots, a dwarf, 3 dots, they prefer to be called, 3 dots, one who had a goitre? Is that how you spell goatee? G-O-I-T-R-E. One who had a goitre. Goitre. Whatever it is. You're not supposed to have anything be different in any way. You're supposed to be a cis white male. Okay, maybe not white, but never mind. One who had been branded, 3 dots. One who had been scourged, 3 dots. One who had been written about. Oh, for being a criminal, probably, right? 3 dots. One who had elephantiasis, 3 dots. One who was badly ill, 3 dots. One who disgraced an assembly, parentheses, by some deformity, 3 dots. One who was purblind, 3 dots. One with a crooked limb, 3 dots. One who was lame, 3 dots. One paralyzed down one side, 3 dots. A cripple, 3 dots. One weak from old age, 3 dots. One who was blind, 3 dots. One who was dumb, 3 dots. One who was deaf, 3 dots. One who was blind and dumb, 3 dots. One who was deaf and dumb, 3 dots. One who was blind and deaf and dumb. They told this matter to the Lord. He said, quote, monks, one who has his hands cut off should not be let go forth. One who has his feet cut off, 3 dots. One who is blind and deaf and dumb should not be let go forth. Whoever should let, parentheses, one such, end parentheses, go forth, there is an offensive wrongdoing. End quote. Told is the portion on 32 parentheses cases and parentheses where one should not let go forth. Told is the ninth portion for repeating, that on inheritance. Okay, so, I mean, on a certain level, that makes me feel a little better about the forbidding of hermaphrodites and eunuchs, because he's forbidding everyone. If you have, like, something, some injury, if you, so many things that cannot be controlled. If you're a victim of some crime where you were badly injured or branded by some cruel person, a cripple, it's like the same standards that, I hate to say it, but the Nazis had, which, you know, in the 1930s and 40s, while they were filming everything, and then things turned out how they did, and also there was the Holocaust. And so that standard, the standard of no one who's blind and deaf and dumb, no one who has any flaw at all, no one who isn't a perfect Aryan example of, except they're using a slightly different definition of the word. Yeah, it's a different time. It's ancient Bihar, 6th century BC. So it is what it is. Yeah, that's disappointing. I can understand why there are so many people who say don't bother reading the Tipitaka, especially the Vinaya Pitaka. It's just a waste of time. Just read the Mahayana Sutras. I'm starting to come around to a fuller understanding of why people say that. Thanks to actually reading it. It happens. I mean, again, as with many things, I'm reading other things on other podcasts, and I'm looking for the diamond in the rough, looking for the baby in the bathwater, looking, you know, and I want to have a fuller knowledge. I want to be able to explain to people what it is about these texts that can be disheartening, frustrating, distracting. And also, I want to find the good stuff in it. That what we've read today was not good. It was not something that someone would hear and say, well, Buddhism sounds good for me. And if someone did hear the particular things that we've been reading for the past 23 minutes or so and thought to themselves, sounds like the kind of order I'd like to join, I would not want anything to do with such a person. But again, 2,600 years is a long time, and our standards and values today in much of the world are different from the way they were back then. Okay. Well, you know, not every one of these Buddhist books episodes is a good one. But the next one, the one after this, is going to be divisible by 10. What does that mean? Well, it's going to be Buddhist books 220, which means it's not going to be from Mahavagga. It's not going to be from Tipitaka. It will, in fact, be from the life and liberation of Padmasambhava. I have to wonder, what's different about today? I did the same thing that I always do with these yoga blocks, holding up the microphone. These are yoga blocks. I know it's ridiculous, but, you know, I just sort of make do with what's around. All right, so tune in next time for Life and Liberation of Padmasambhava with some Tibetan bells. And by that, I mean the album by Nancy Wolf and Henry Jennings. Reverse that. Henry Wolf and Nancy Hennings in the 1970s and early 80s. And I don't know. They were coming out with these albums. They're nice. My dad liked them. Kind of grew up hearing it. So for me, it ties into, this is that state of mind, right? And then I read about the life of Padmasambhava. So that's fun. That'll be next time. And it's not all like this. It's not all always like this. So for those who watched today's episode, I apologize. that you watched today's episode. And let that be a lesson to you. Not to watch this channel. All right. I will go ahead and close with the usual closing. And I hope everybody's doing very well today. To the north and to the south, to the east and to the west, to the spirits of light among us, and to the spirits below, we send out our reverent love and compassion. May all beings be happy. May all beings be serene. May all beings be in peace. Until then.